high for Nesbitt. One touch pass down low for Lane. Back in front for Nesbitt. He shoots and scores!
Nesbitt shoots it in front. Danford deflection. Rebound. Lane shoots and scores!
Fun, affordable family entertainment, exciting hockey, and much more. You don't want to miss a second of Atlanta Gladiators professional hockey at the Infinite Energy Arena. For tickets and more info, visit AtlantaGladiators.com. Welcome to the Power Play on Business Radio X.
Welcome to the Power Play, the monthly radio show and podcast of the Atlanta Gladiators here on Business Radio X. Broadcasting from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Hotel. I'm Director of Corporate Development Anthony Schaff. The Atlanta Gladiators offer a truly unique environment for spending time with your friends, family, or coworkers. Founded in 2003, the Gladiators play in the ECHL's Eastern Conference at the Infinite Energy Arena and are the official affiliate of the National Hockey League's Boston Bruins. Our mission is to create fans for life by providing a memorable entertainment experience with great professional hockey on the ice and by building a stronger community through our youth programs, fundraising, and community outreach off the ice. Each month on this show, we're going to take you behind the scenes of the Gladiators, introduce you to many of our business partners and sponsors, and talk about a lot of exciting promotions that we'll be offering this season. So with that said, let me introduce you to our guests today, Scott Hayes and Kendall Lawrence of NitroZone and Peachtree Corners. Gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Scott, being the general manager, I just want you, if you could, just tell us a little bit about NitroZone and how long you've been here in the Atlanta area.
Of course. All right. Thank you for the introduction. So, yes, we're NitroZone. The easiest way to put this is we are a massive indoor entertainment facility. And when I say massive, I do mean massive. So we're talking 127,000 square feet of just entertainment. We're talking about trampolines. We're talking about go-karts. We're talking about bowling. We're talking about the full restaurant and bar. And when I say restaurant and bar, a fully stocked bar as well. So easiest way to put this as well is imagine a Sky Zone, Andretti's, a Dave & Buster's, and a Main Event brought in all under one umbrella. That is what we are. That is what we do. We are now going on our one-year anniversary. Our one-year anniversary will be coming up in the first week of July, so we're really stoked to hit the second year, hit the ground running.
Well, congratulations on that upcoming anniversary. That's good to know, here in the area. Where exactly are you guys located, and when are you open?
Of course. So we are located in Peachtree Corners, Norcross area. We are located right off of Jimmy Carter Boulevard. So right now we've actually just went into our summer hours, so we do have extended hours. So we kind of have two different sets of hours. So we have hours that are Sunday through Thursday, which is typically 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then we are open on weekends, Fridays and Saturdays, for an extra hour. So we're open from 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. Those are, again, our general admission hours. We do offer private events and other activities outside of those hours of operation.
Perfect. So last year you worked with the Gladiators for the first time. And you had a little bit of a partnership with us that allowed you to do the NitroZone play of the game. How did that partnership come about, and what do you feel the Gladiators brought to it in a way that got the NitroZone brand out there?
Of course. No, that's also a great question. So I would say, honestly, I think one of the biggest things with any indoor entertainment facility, they are going to want to get involved with their community and partner up with local businesses and also local sports teams, because everyone's a sports advocate these days. So I would say one of the biggest benefits we've had with partnering with the Atlanta Gladiators is having the opportunity to gain that exposure from your fans and to also make them our fans.
And follow up on that question as it relates to the marketing that you did with us. I know you did some ads in our program Between the Pipes, as well as some in-game stuff. But how does that compare to what you do normally?
So what we do normally, so how would it, so the question is, how does it differ from what we normally do? So with that, I would say, you stumped me with this one.
I could tap in there.
Perfect.
I definitely think it's a different aspect. We're reaching a different crowd that we may not have reached. If you're looking at hockey, that's a whole different sport compared to, being on a trampoline, maybe doing ninja courses, doing a little bowling. That's a whole different feel from hockey altogether. So that just gave us an opportunity to hit that different crowd, different demographic as well.
great. That's good to know. And with that being said, you mentioned the differences between some of maybe the folks that come to a Gladiators game that comes to the normal crowd that comes to Nitro Zone. How can you take Nitro Zone and its concept and apply that to other businesses here in the Atlanta community? What could you potentially do for them?
So I can actually jump in on this one. So there's a lot we can do for other businesses. So ultimately, with every business, everyone is fighting to survive. And I think it should be more than about surviving. So I think it should be more about all the local businesses coming together and starting to rebuild those community relationships. So with that is what we could do for other businesses. Obviously, there's the external side of it where we can offer team outings, corporate events, things like that. But we can also do our part. Like, for example, we partner with a company called LDI. They do a lot of our marketing material and resources for that. So what we do in return is we market them from within inside our facility. We have thousands of people, foot traffic coming through on a daily basis or a weekly basis. So what we do is we plaster their names throughout our facility to return that favor.
Great. So that brings me to my next question. Do you guys have the capability, if a business would come to Nitro Zone and said, hey, we would like to, you know, sponsor the Ninja Course, is that something that you guys are open to?
Definitely we are. I mean, we like to sponsor anybody. I mean, if you want to come in and do something big for your company, to appreciate them, they want to come in and do a competition. We are partnering with a couple of outside businesses as well to get ourselves on a national scale to show that our gym is ready for any competitor to come in.
So you mentioned early on that Nitro Zone is a mixture between Dave & Buster's and Main Event and Andretti's. With that being said, what sets you apart from those other establishments?
Of course. So what sets us apart is not only having the ability to participate in all those activities under one umbrella. I feel that we also are looking to give that ultimate experience. We're not only looking to get you in here to participate in these activities, we want you to build on that experience and have a memory that will stay with you. And on top of that, I mean, just our customer service alone, our goal is to deliver excellent customer service to everyone. And it's not about just getting you in, it's about taking care of you and making sure that you leave happy.
Perfect. And like you said, you said you have your one-year anniversary coming up in the early part of July. Do you guys have anything special planned for that event?
We do, actually. I'm going to pass that one off to Kendall. Kendall's our creative mind.
Yeah, we definitely have something big going on that we're thinking about in our marketing office. I don't know. Can I release the ideas that we got going on? Or
Let's keep it vague. We've got to keep we got to keep something on the.
Well, I can definitely put this one out there for the kids. We're going to have a fire truck come through about from 4 o'clock to 5. Definitely teaching some fire safety, firework safety. All our dads need to go over that firework safety one more time. But a fire truck for the kids to get on, climb on, and interact with some local heroes that we have in our community as well.
Outstanding. And if there's some businesses out there that are listening today or be listening later on the podcast, is there stuff available for them to potentially be a partner with you on this upcoming anniversary party?
We're always open. We're always open for discussion.
Okay, perfect. You also mentioned too a little bit earlier. We talked about the difference between the fans that come into Nitro Zone and the fans that come to Atlanta Gladiator hockey games. Just can you go into a little bit more on exactly who your customer base is? So for those of us that are out there listening, if they feel they have the same demographics, they could potentially reach out to you and working together.
Yeah, definitely. So we are looking for families. I mean, we're also looking for, you know, young couples who want to come out on a date. It's a great place to go for a date, but we're always looking for families as well. I mean, our main base is family fun, so bring the families out. It doesn't matter who's the oldest, who's the youngest. Everybody has a little piece of something they can do at Nitro Zone.
Perfect. Now, I know I'm jumping all over here, and I unfortunately do apologize for that, but I wanted to go back to the anniversary thing again. Coming up on that 1 year, where do you see the business, where do you see Nitro Zone not only in the next year, but maybe a little bit long term? Unfortunately, there was an organization in, I think, the same facility that you were that had a great initial opening, per se, but it just didn't work out. What do you see, what do you think is going to make sure that Nitro Zone is here not only for the next year, but for 5-10 years down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, that's a great question because some businesses come and go. Our goal is to stay, and we plan on staying here in the local Peachtree Corners community. With that is we're going to do that by staying in line and consistently remembering our vision. Our vision is to deliver that one-of-a-kind experience. So with that is we are basically actively working on bringing in new business. But with that is, I would say the biggest thing is not limiting ourselves to just one market. I think that's what's going to really help us stand out, is we not only entertain family fun and bring in those families, but we also tap into the corporate business market. Every young professional, every professional these days, they have to have an outlet. So I honestly, our networking events and our corporate business events, our banquets, our birthday parties, all of that is what's going to keep us in business.
Also, I'd like to, you know, for our second year, there's a lot of things inside of Nitro Zone that can change. We just added in a new obstacle to our ninja course. Our go-kart course is also, the way the barriers are set up, we're able to change the course as well. So we can always change a couple of things in the park, you know, to keep it fresh and new for returning customers.
Perfect. Now, we're always talking about community involvement and community initiatives. I know, and you can correct me if I'm wrong here, that the carts that are used by Nitro Zone are all e-carts. And so that's, there's not a major impact on the environment, and the environment that people are coming to inside the building, they're not affected by that as they are potentially in some other places. Can you just expand upon that a little bit of why Nitro Zone chose to use the e-carts compared to the traditional gas-powered?
Of course. So I would say that we chose the electric go-karts not only because of the how better it is on the environment, but also it's just, I would just say, I mean, ultimately it's just about the customer experience, and nobody wants to come in. I know there are places, and we won't speak on those names, as you walk in and it's a gas-powered go-kart. I don't know. I mean, some people like that smell of fumes, but with us being a family entertainment place and we are offering go-kart races for people as young as 8, we are trying to steer away from that. We're trying to keep it as simple, as healthy as possible.
Perfect. And I'm glad you mentioned that too, about, you know, riders as young as 8. Can you tell me a little bit about the individual programs within the facility, whether it be especially the ninja course and the karting, exactly who that's available to, whether it be as a single rider, as a double rider?
Definitely. So our go-karts are all single riders, but they start at the age of 8, 48 inches tall. The ninja course in the back is, we have two of them. We have one for adults or above 56 inches. So even if you're a little bit younger than, you know, the age of 15, so long as you're taller than 56 inches, you can try out that ninja course. But that doesn't, you know, discredit anybody who's under that. So we have it for the kids who, you know, just aren't there yet, haven't built up the strength. We have that junior ninja course for them that they can take advantage of and really rock out on.
Perfect. And then also, too, as it relates to some of our listeners out there that own their own business or have a few employees, what are some of the corporate packages that you guys offer? Like you mentioned team building. What is included in an outing if a business wanted to come out and do a day at Nitro Zone?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, if you want to bring out your company, we have a couple of different things. I know there's maybe about 5 or 6 things you can choose from. We can also build them, you know, and cater to what you want to do. But one of the packages that is probably most popular is the 2 go-kart races and then a hour of bowling. And with that 2 go-kart races, we like to actually throw in an extra go-kart race so the top people from both of those races can race off again, and then you can have an office champion.
Perfect. Yeah, because I know at least in my office we have competitive – we're very competitive. Now, granted, we are a hockey team and a front office, but I know there are businesses out there, they do have that competitive spirit. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when I talk about some of the Gladiators community initiatives here in a little bit. A couple of final questions to kind of wrap things up. You know, we talked about your vision and we talked about where you guys plan to be for the next new year. How do you guys plan, or how are you currently creating community initiatives? What do you guys do in the community that benefits Nitro Zone and the community, whether it be a fundraising program or a Habitat for Humanity build or things like that?
Definitely. I'd like to jump on that one as well. So we're now working with a school in Lawrenceville doing a back-to-school bash. We're going to be giving out some book bags and pencils and stuff like that. We are sponsoring Georgetown Rec Club, the Swimming Dolphins. So we're really backing a lot of different programs around us. Again, giving back to the kids in our community is very important to us. And again, with the fire truck, you know, just showing that we want to show the community about safety, you know, back to school, how important that is, and just being there to support those. And then local businesses, we're going out to a couple of employee, you know, appreciations that they have on site at their businesses. Nitro Zone is going to represent us, but also do some free giveaways there for their families, you know, some pick a play passes, some, you know, double time coupons where you get to buy one, get another one for free. So we're giving away a lot of free stuff to some families to come back and visit us.
Outstanding. So like I said, just a couple more things. For those of that are listening today or maybe listening on the podcast in the next couple of weeks, what is the one thing as those business owners or individuals listening, what is the one thing you want to share with them about NitroZone?
So I think the one thing that we want to share with about NitroZone is that we want you all to know that we're here. We are located in the Peachtree Corners community. We are there and we plan on staying here. And we want you all to come check us out and to spread the word, because once you come in, I can guarantee that you're going to want to come back.
All right, perfect. Well, Scott Kendall, thanks so much for your time today and talking to us about NitroZone and some of the things that you do here in the community to raise awareness of not only facility but some community things as well. And that's going to lead me into my next little thing. I wanted to talk a little bit about the Gladiators Foundation today. If you're not aware, the Gladiators Foundation is the Atlanta Gladiators Professional Hockey Club's 501c3 charity. It is a foundation that we've been developed over the course of the years to generate funds for us and allow us to go out into the community and give back. One of the things that the Gladiators want to do this season is expand our awareness in the community, just kind of like NitroZone wants to do as well. One of the ways we're going to do that is we're going to work with the Georgia Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We're going to work with the Korean Business Owners Association here in Gwinnett County to branch out into those markets that may not necessarily know of that hockey is available here in the Gwinnett community. But back to the foundation. The foundation, we can do a lot of things during events at the Infinite Energy Arena, whether it be fundraising, whether it be individual events. You can have, if you're a 501c3, you can be our community organization of the night. You can come out and set up a display and talk to our fan base about who you are and what you do. So it's a great way to get in front of our fans. One of the other things that we're super proud of, we've been doing this for years now, is our Teddy Bear Toss event. We'll be entering our 15th season in the 18-19 season, and that event will be taking place in January of next year. And we set a record last year for animals collected. We were a little bit over 6,000 stuffed animals. And what we do with those, if you're not aware of what Teddy Bear Toss is, when we score our first goal of the game, all the fans that have come that night, we've asked them to bring a stuffed animal. When we score our first goal of the game, the fans throw all those stuffed animals on the ice. We then go around and collect them up and then donate them to local charities, whether it be Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, whether it be the local fire and police departments. And what we do with those items, we want to make sure that we're able to put a smile on a child's face or an individual's face during a time when they're not doing great. At CHOA, we take some players and we hand them out, and the smiles on the kid's face when they get that that new animal just brightens up their day. And then, of course, when we give them out to the local fire and police departments, they take them with them when they go on calls, because as you know, you mentioned fire safety, having the fire department out there. If you've ever known someone or been involved with a fire, whether it be at a house or a business, and their individuals are always affected, and sometimes those are children, and they may have just lost everything. They may have had a favorite stuffed animal that they just lost in a fire, and they're not in a great place. But this program that we do with our Teddy Bear Toss allows the firefighters to give that child an animal and hopefully put the smile on their face and take their mind off of what's going on at that current time. So we have that fundraising program. We have what we did this past season. We also work with the foster system here in Georgia. We collected up over 3,500 individual pieces, whether that be pajamas or undergarments, during our Pajama Toss and our Undie Sunday events. So we have all kinds of great opportunities out there for your business here in the Atlanta metro area, specifically in Gwinnett County, to come out and support not only the Gladiators, but these great local events that we do. So if that's something that you're interested in, please give the Gladiators front office a call at 770-497-5100. Again, that number is 770-497-5100. With that being said, I think we're going to the time has expired on the power play for today. You know, hopefully it was very beneficial for those of you listening, for those of you that will be listening on the podcast here over the coming weeks. We thank you for your continued support. And once again, this is the Power Play presented by the Atlanta Gladiators here on Business Radio X. I thank you for your time and have a wonderful day. Gladiator!
Thank you for listening to the Power Play here on Business Radio X. Now be sure to check out the Atlanta Gladiators schedule on atlantagladiators.com.